With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Experts on the Governor's Drought and Water Supply Advisory Committee are concerned about moisture levels in the state. A briefing on the state's current drought status was held yesterday. Edward O'Brien reports.
Last fall was fairly dry in Montana. Outside of a few scattered but significant snowstorms this past winter, the state's drought status hasn't changed a lot since then. The U.S. Drought Monitor's new drought status map shows a sandstone-colored stripe illustrating moderate drought conditions swooping from north-central Montana to the southeast. Eastern Montana is painted mostly orange, signifying severe drought. Roosevelt and Richland counties each share a dollop of bright red, and that's extreme drought. The Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation's Michael Downey coordinates the state's drought monitoring and reporting efforts.
I don't know that we've had a end of March and had the map look like this maybe ever. So yeah, it's pretty worrisome.
Central and southwest Montana is awash in yellow, signifying abnormally dry conditions. Vince Mattson is a north central Montana farmer.
We're hanging in there. We're okay.
Mattson told the governor's Drought and Water Supply Advisory Committee that he's hoping for the best, but can't ignore the obvious.
Boy, if we don't get something here in the next 2 to 3 weeks, something significant. I mean, a half inch to an inch of rain, it's going to get ugly really, really fast.
DNRC's Fire Protection Bureau Chief Mike DeGroski pointed out the state's most significant fire seasons over the past 30 years all shared one thing in common.
Those are all drought years.
DeGroski says Montana's current drought map concerns him.
In today's climate environment, and when we're entering into a fire season with conditions looking like this, we are one flash drought away from disaster.
Weather forecasters say Montana has equal chances for above, below, or normal precipitation heading into late spring and early summer. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.